Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This week, Radio Gallery is spotlighting the 60th Arrowhead Biennial. Yes, I said 60th. This very special art exhibit is opening at the Duluth Art Institute in the Steffel Gallery, as well as a large collection from past biennials on display at North Shore Bank of Commerce. The show is a juried exhibition, and from what I hear, the talent of Northern Minnesota far exceeds the parameters and space that this show allows for. So from quite a stack of submissions, Diane Mullen, curator at the Weissman Museum in Minneapolis, had the difficult task of selecting the work in the show. The juror of the 60th Arrowhead Biennial is, in fact, our guest this week on Radio Gallery.
My name is Diane Mullen. I am the senior curator at the Weissman Art Museum at the University of Minnesota.
And you are a part of an exhibit that is opening here in the Northland called Arrowhead Biennial.
Right.
Tell us about your involvement.
I was asked by Ann Dugan, the director of the Duluth Art Institute, to jury it. So I was asked to come in and to look at all of the entries and to choose somewhere in the range of 25 to fit the space and that can be shown. So I spent some time looking them over and evaluating them and chose 26, and they'll be up this week.
How hard was it?
I always find jurying very hard, and this was really hard. It was very hard to cut down that number to 26. I've had easier juries. They were all, in many ways, there were so many interesting works. I decided as I was going through it that I wanted to focus on diversity, too, diversity of media, diversity of form, diversity of approach, to really then pick very good examples showing how diverse the region is.
Does Minnesota come through in the work that is here?
Definitely, I will say there were some things that directly referenced the landscape, directly referenced the lake, but they're not all like that. They weren't all that way, and they could have, yes, I could have seen these in St. Louis or New York or something like that, but I do think there's a kind of love of the land. There's also a great wit and kind of a great kind of personal politic that you sort of see throughout often in the region.
Do you have any favorites that you picked that you just thought, fantastic?
And I do. One of my favorite was called Wendy and Gabby. It's a digital sea print. And it's from a series that this photographer did called Housebroken, in which she actually has these images, these sort of mundane, plain images of, like, you know, cluttered countertops in the kitchen. And Wendy and Gabby apparently are the names of these two basically fake birds inside a plastic pitcher sitting on the counter, on a messy countertop. And there's something incredibly witty and bizarre about these that I liked that very much. But I also, there was a mixed media work on paper that was actually done by a woman whose name is Marcia Hoffman, which was very personal, where she took apart, cut into thin strips and worked with diaries. I believe it was an aunt or a grandmother, and made these collages from them that are quite evocative and quite poetic. And I also really did see some great, great documentary photographs of these children from Kenya. These images of these children are so arresting, how much this photographer captures their sense of self. And they're clearly, they're giving it to us, but they're obviously, the photographer was so good to have these young children be able to have such presence in these photographs.
So is this something that you've had to do before? Because clearly you really spent some time in juring this.
Well, I have done it. I took a little break from it last year, so I was very happy to be asked. And it's challenging for me. It's fun for me. It's tough, but it challenges me to think of it as a whole, but it also allows me to see so many works around. I mean, I'm a curator here in town, so I took some notes and was like, I'm going to get in touch with this person, and I'm going to want to talk to them more or see them in their studio. So it also is, I get to do a little homework, but it's fun too. So that's one of the things that it also does for me.
The 60th Arrowhead Biennial exhibit opens this week at the Duluth Art Institute in the Historic Depot in downtown Duluth. It's up through February 15th with a reception celebration on Thursday, November 13th from 4 to 7 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Molly Strife. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. Listen to this episode again at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. And if you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.